This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Every day I tell myself it's temporary, but it's only 'cause she's young that makes her want another man. Even though she makes me feel unnecessary, I found the way to help me understand.
Hello, you're listening to Tufts University Freeform Radio. This is Naive Melodies. I'm Lucy Melman, and this is the first time I've bothered to be... That's a terrible start. This is the first time I've been on air in a while, so I kind of have forgotten how to do almost any of this, so we're going to see how it goes. But this first song I have is Time, You and I by Krungbin, I think is how you say it. I don't know. It's been a long day. right. And this next song is Saints by The Breathers. I recently started watching The Bear, which I thought was probably going to be overhyped, but it's actually insanely good. And now I think a lot about watching it when I'm not watching it. And usually, if I'm not watching it, I want to be watching it. And I'm on like episode 4 right now. And I'm watching it with someone else, so I also can't watch it. I also don't want to watch it. Disclaimer, I don't want to watch it unless we get to watch it together. But I also, like, means I have to wait. Which is good then, because I probably would have just, like, watched all of it by now, which is no good. To clarify, I'm glad that I wait. I know this the person who I watch it with is listening, and now I'm, like, having a panic. But that's fine. Anyway, this song is Saints by The Breathers. I like all of your good people. I like sticky everywhere. Look around, you bet I'll be there. Hot metal in the sun, pony in the air. Suing saints at the fair. Saints alive, you're saying.
Okay. is that I'm a master of matchbox guitar sessions. You're a master of passive aggressive magic tricks. Like, that's not the car that I would pick, but it's your life to live like how you'd like to live. You're the master of madlock, lock picking lists. All the asshole keeps laughing at our predicaments. But this ain't the life that I should have picked, but it's the cards we don't.
That was Matchbox by Rainbow Kitten Surprise. Big thanks to Zoe for showing me that one. I have the terrible habit of I find a song I like and then just listening to it on repeat until I hate it. But I've not reached the hate phase with that one yet. But yeah, so thank you so much for showing that one to me and also preventing me from having to Shazam it like kind of awkwardly. It was me and some people at our house, and I started to pull out my phone to Shazam it. So thank you for saving me from that. Although I really am like a Shazam apologist, I really don't care. Like, I will do it in a crowded restaurant. I'll do that at a concert when like the pre-show music's playing. I don't care. Like, what have I got to lose? What kind of image am I trying to preserve? It doesn't matter. Like, I don't know. It doesn't matter. I've got nothing to lose. This next song is, speaking of nothing to lose, this is an Alex G song. This is End Song by Alex G.
The sign I do not.
All right, this next song is Suzanne by Hope Sandoval and the Warm Inventions.
Suzanne is waiting at your doorway, but all she does is waste your time, and she looks just like my sister, but she feels just like my man. Times I mean to tell her the cats in here are overflown. She pulls aside a four-leaf clover and makes me feel right on my own.
Despite the weather, it is summer here. In case you forgot, just go outside because it's insanely humid and hot. But I'm now going to play a song that reminds me of my hometown, especially summer in my hometown, although my hometown is in Southern California. I will not say where in Southern California. And it's just always pretty hot there, and it always feels like summer. And this is a song I used to listen to a lot in high school, especially during the summer. So this one is What a Pleasure by Beach Fossils. I saw Dirty Dancing for the first time ever. I don't know what I was going to say in a long time. That just would have been a lie. I saw it for the first time ever at the Somerville Theater a couple Thursdays ago. And I was kind of, I thought I would like it, but I think it actually might be the perfect movie. It is maybe one of my favorite movies I've ever seen. It was really fun to see in the theater. And I keep going back to it. And I really wanted to just think it was okay, but I actually think it's one of my favorite movies now. It's like really, really good. Yeah, so this is Love is Strange by Mickey and Sylvia from Dirty Dancing. Here we go. Yep.
Take it for a game. Mickey.
How do you call your lover boy?
Come here, lover boy.
And if he doesn't answer?
Oh, lover boy.
And if he still doesn't answer?
I simply say, baby.
All right, this one is one that reminds me of Dinner with My Dad, as this is an album he played in its entirety for a dinner once when we were just in, when I was visiting him in Oregon a couple of years ago. So this one makes me think of him every time. This is Arm Around You by Arthur Russell.
needs to be told what to do. It's in a world of its own. It needs to be told what to do. It's in a world of its own. Got to put my
This next one is $20 by Boy Genius for Zoe.
It's a bad idea, and I'm all about it. Give me one more chance, and then I finally had it. When you wake up, I'll be gone again. Motorcycle in the front of it's an all-night drive from your house to Reno to the T-Bird graveyard where we play with fire. In another life we were arsonists. How long's the Chevy been on cinder blocks? Thank you.
All right, this next one is Get Down On It by Kool & the Gang.
Get down, tell me, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? What you gonna do? You wanna get down? What you gonna do? You wanna get down?
As you can see, I really have no collective vibe to any of these shows.
By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
Tell me, how you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance? By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
'Cause I heard all the people saying,
get down on it,
come on in.
Most of my family is concentrated on the West Coast. Some of my family is originally from the East Coast, But essentially, once you leave the East Coast, you don't go back. You stay on the West Coast, or if you're from the West Coast, you just maybe you leave for a bit, but you go back. So all of my family is really in the West Coast, except for a couple members, and I have not seen a lot of them in a very long time as a result of COVID and just like college and being quite far. And so I haven't seen any of my grandparents or a lot of my aunts and uncles since before the pandemic existed. And I have finally booked a ticket for this summer to go see them for the first time in like 3 or 4 years. And I am crazy excited. So that's pretty awesome. And if you know me or you've ever listened to this show, one, sorry, two, I do a Grams dedication each and every week for my grandma Grams, which I guess is obvious. Grams is probably going to be grandma, but my grandmother Grams, because I love her so much, and I know she tunes in, and so I miss her a whole lot, but I get to see her very soon, and I'm very, very excited. So Grams, this one's for you. This is You and Me, because very soon it's going to be You and Me, but this is You and Me by Penny and the Quarters.
Professional skateboarder Tony Hawk here with Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck to remind you to get moving every day.
Because when you get moving an hour a day,
you'll have the energy to skate through anything.
Nice play on words, Doc.
That's how I roll, Bugs. So whether you like to work the half pipe,
now that's catching air,
kick the soccer ball around, or dance in your room,
just move it your way.
For an hour a day.
The way you like to move, as long as you're moving.
Carve out some time every day and get active. Because it's time to do a 180 on what you think exercise is.
Because it can be whatever you want it to be. So be a player.
Be a player.
Get up and play an hour a day, Doc. Check out how to be a player at letsmove.gov.
Head online to get tips on great ways to get moving every day.
At www.letsmove.gov. Let's hear that one more time, Doc. That's www.letsmove.gov. A message from the Ad Council and HHS.
Oh my god, I'm so stupid. The PSA labeled in Rivendell says Hawk Obesity, and I should have known, like, oh, like, maybe, like, we have a lot of these, like, celebrity PSAs should have maybe thought Tony Hawk. I saw that and I was like, oh, like obesity for like hawks, like for birds. Like, that's crazy that there's a really hyper specific PSA about hawk obesity. And so I wanted to play it and see what would happen, and then it turned out to just be a totally normal Tony Hawk obesity ad. Okay, this next song, I'm so stupid. Oh my god. This next song is You're So Fine by Papa Bear and his cubs. Jesus.
Listen, dog. I've been watching you for a long time now. But now I'm gonna tell you how I feel about you.
Alright, this next song is probably going to be my last song of the hour, so thank you so much for, you know, enduring this, you know, my radio show. But this next song is West Coast by Coconut Records. Been a favorite of mine since I was a child. I always think it's funny because it's Jason Schwartzman. I don't know why I couldn't say it. I don't know why Jason was the hard part of saying his name just then. I always think is really funny because I feel like it's kind of a weird thing that he's got this music side project from a long time ago. But yeah, this is Coconut Records with West Coast.
For a second there, I thought you disappeared. Rains a lot this time of year. Now we both go together if one falls down. I talk out loud like you're still around. No, no. And I miss you. I'm going back home to the West Coast. I wish you would have put yourself in my suit. Black coat.
never didn't like this town. I talk out loud like you're still around.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, we bring you something new in modern music.